information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot.
But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you
want to
go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being with you at the end of another crazy week. And this one's been crazy. It's just been weird. You know, one of those weeks that is just like, wow, did that stuff actually happen? Yeah, one of those. But before I talk about what happened this week, I'm going to talk later on, just to tell you what's happening later on. I'm going to talk about that JJ story. I don't know if you saw it in the H Metro. It was like, wow. I mean, that story just came out. It's like, whoa, crazy. And then also, I'm going to tell you, you know, about 10, 15 questions that you need to ask to find out where your relationship is going, whether it's serious, whatever it is, to, you know, questions that make you question your relationship. Not the kind of question where you want to break up or anything like that, but just, you know, gives you some real talk and stuff like that. And then also, I'm going to play music from Cliff Jeans, featuring that boy, that Reliable Boy, what's his name? That Live Ever Boy. Also, it's New Skin, a track from a guy by the name of Believe. So, anyway. The name is Larry, is the Criticast. And first thing I'm going to talk about is that riot that took place at Chikurubi Prison. Now, if you don't know, there were 900 inmates that tried to break out. I mean, according to the Justice Minister, who was also the Vice President, and who was the acting President at the time, MSM Mnangagwa, this happened after, 100 prisoners led by convicted rapist Robert Martin Gumbura tried to break out of the prison. Apparently, he chaired the meeting and stuff like that. It was like so weird. Up to five prisoners died after being shot and stuff. Yep. Weird. Then also, the University of Zimbabwe, there were strikes by lecturers, and then the university was closed. And then the government was like, nope, open it. Yeah, so that was just a weird situation. And this was after students had gone started rioting. So it's like it's a crazy weekend. Then also coming out, a lady by the name of Angeline Mandava. Yeah, she's on Twitter. She's like a twelab. Now, for those who don't know what a twelab is, it's a Twitter celebrity. She decided to drop a nude of herself. It's not the first time she did it. She calls herself a Rosary Queen. So it's like, yo, okay. So it was one year she came out and she was dressed in what would be what some people call traditional garb. And yeah, then, you know, she would put a picture of herself up. Now, in this latest one, she was sitting on a bench and says something to the effect. Like, I think there was a story about some woman by the name of Polani or something, I can't remember, whose husband dropped news of her on Twitter, on social media and stuff like that. And then, what happened was, this girl by the name of Angeline decides, I don't get worried about my husband dropping news. I do my dirty work myself. Yeah, it was crazy. Of course, that stuff has been banned on Facebook. Facebook banned nudity this past week. Facebook's like, no, we're not having any of that. It's just like, weird, don't do it. Yeah. I don't know, it's just weird for me. I don't know. One day it's going to catch up. But I mean, I like the fact that she owns her sexuality. She's taken ownership of it. And she's like, yeah, I'm gonna be whatever I want to be. And other news, Pachiera, you know that girl, Pachiera, yeah, she's a great singer, love her, great music. But she came out, a video leaked of her, you know, crying and all that sort of thing over some guy who was a boyfriend, or is a boyfriend, whatever it is, over the fact that she was talking to some other guy called Ronnie. The guy she was asking forgiveness from was a guy called Victor, and that's just gone viral. It's not a big deal, to be honest. People always ask each other for forgiveness and so, but I suppose just because it's Pachiera, and everybody knows it's just a bigger deal for some people. Also happened this past week, the bakers decided to cut the price of bread. Yeah. Remember the price of bread in Zimbabwe has been about $1 since dollarization, as they call it, or the adoption of the multi-currency system. And this was largely down to the fact that change was not available. Now with the bond coins here and stuff like that, the price has gone down. So, yeah, shout out. And then second from last, the 2022 World Cup final will be held on the 18th of December. Yeah, they just decided, you know, because the weather there is punishing in Qatar. And finally, Haifa this year is going to have Mukumba as well as Salif Keita and Hope Masika closing the show. Mukumba's got their own separate show, but Salif Keita and Hope Masika will close the show. When is Haifa? The 28th of April to March the 3rd. Yep, that's the top news.
Play in today's best music. Play in today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Satan DCA, CA, Satan DCA, Rera in the Gubiku, Matakaja Kari, Hanya Radzimana, CA, CA, Satan DCA, Rera in the Gubiku, Matakaja Kari, Hanya Radzimana, Chija Kudaro. Ndino toda tea cause I won't swallow. Chimonya cheku send canary madogero. Veggies by side nyamanino jgachero. Ndikati my way. Ndalo iwa my way. Don't agiwa out. Nyangwendiri musala. There's one thing I won't change. Sadan di siye. 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 Rela yenda kubiku. Matakajia kare.
That's a man who really, really loves his Satan, Satan DC. That's a guy by the name of Belief. First time ever, world exclusive, first time it's been played anywhere. The track is called Sadza. The name is Larry, you're listening to the Criticast. And now I'm going to talk about that story that came out like this past week. JJ, remember him, former Big Brother house guy? I've played like two of his songs on the Criticast, so you know his team. His music sounds good. I like his music, but he had an interview, apparently, allegedly, whatever, you know, legal speak. Had an interview on the tabloid, the H Metro, in which he talked about being broke, stressed, and some even sensationalized it to feeling suicidal and all that sort of thing. I've talked to JJ quite a bit, and I don't think he's a suicidal guy. He's young, he's affable, and all that other stuff. And everybody's been on his case, like, oh my God, why is he doing that? And, you know, thinking like a brand, like most people in the arts industry think of themselves as. And I suppose if they're talking about the business side of themselves and thinking as brands, yeah, that's like, no, a bit like an own goal. Don't talk about that stuff about yourself and that stuff. I mean, you know, you want to keep that illusion. That's what works for most people and stuff like that. But yeah, that's just me talking. Now, the thing is, in my candid opinion, I didn't really think there's a problem with it. I think, you know, he's going through a stage in his life. He's 23. You know, he's 23, and you know, when you're pursuing your dream, sometimes some people are late developers, and you know, things don't happen as quickly as they're supposed to, and that sort of thing. And you know, that's just life. And you hear so many stories of people who are now big Hollywood stars and big musicians and so forth, who went through really difficult times before they blew up. Now, if JJ's focused on his dream and stuff like that, you know, he might need, you know, it's going to take a lot of sacrifice. And I often say to a lot of people that, you know, when you see somebody's success, you don't know what sort of work they put behind that. And man, and let's face it, quite a few of those people don't have to do that stuff in the public light. A lot of the stuff is just behind doors and closed doors and stuff like that. And, you know, he might have to rethink the way he lives his life and stuff like that, you know, maybe make some tough choices. But I, at the end of the day, it's his dream, you know what I mean? Something you can't take away from him. And you go, I hate to be one of those people that goes down and says, oh, you should do this, you do that, you should do that. Because I think you're the only person who can figure your life out. And that's just how life is created. And, but, you know, I wish him all the best because he's a really, really nice guy. He's a nice guy, you know. A bit naive sometimes, but he's a great guy. He's great. And you know, to give him a break. You know, so some people are not giving him that break and saying, you know, coming out and saying all sorts of things. Well, give him a break. He's 23, he's still very, very young. And he can recover from this and, you know, forge a really good career going forward. And yeah, good luck to him. Yeah, and so on the other side of the DJ Sim, DJ Simak. We'll call it DJ Simak. This is so weird. It's going to kick my bum. On the other side of DJ Simak's top five right now, I'm going to talk about relationship questions that'll make you think, make you go, hmm.
It began in Africa.
You're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ, this upon the turntable.
Ooh, some memory shakers in that. Some old stuff. Remember that? Some great urban groove stuff from the early 2000s. I asked them a special favor to do that. I was like, God, let's just have an urban groove special. Oh, God, I had some memories there. Thierry and all that other stuff, yeah. Thank you very much, DJ Simak. We'll be back next week. Remember, you can catch him on Star FM, yeah, every Friday between 4:30 and 5 p.m. Yeah, that's my guy. Thank you very much. Anyway, now I'm going to talk about that relationship thing, as always, in the third part of the Quidicast. And this is some advice, you know, just a bunch of questions, quite a bit of questions that you should ask yourself. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer, but it helps you evaluate what your relationship is like and helps you make decisions about your relationship. So, I mean, the first thing I would say you need to know about in a relationship is what was your first impression about your partner when you met? Yeah. What did you like or love about your partner when you met them? How did the relationship start? Do you still like what you loved about your partner and why? And if not, what has changed? Is it a change for the better? Do you still like the person? Are you happy with the intimacy you share? You know, do you feel the same way you felt for your partner at the beginning of your relationship? Are you positively affecting each other's lives? You know, have you started to do something because of each other's influence? Like, have you taken on a new venture and so forth, positive influence? How often do you laugh together? Some people think that is overrated, but how often do you share jokes? When was the last time you dreamt about your partner? That's super important. Do you like spending time with your partner's friends and family? Or do you feel like, oh no, yeah. How often do you think of them? And I talk of positive thinking, not being scared. And do you smile when you relate something from your daily life with your partner? Yeah. Can you recall the most romantic moment with your partner, and how recent was it? This one's super important, especially if it's a long-term committed relationship. Do you get each other's feelings without the need to say anything? Do you just get it? You know. What is the best moment in your relationship so far? And does it make you smile right now? How do you show each other that you love each other? Yeah. How often did you say to each other that you loved each other? You know, or did you have to change anything about your belief for your partner? How much do you think you understand them, and do you trust each other? You know. Have you not let them do something just because you feel jealous or angry? Do you find, you know, how do you feel when other people find your partner attractive? Do you feel jealous if your partner hangs out with a friend of the opposite sex? And then, you know, how seriously are you both taking this relationship? Where is it going? Is there a big plan that you have planned? Do you bring in arguments from the past often, and why? You know, do you make sacrifices for your relationship? Have you ever apologized for what you've done wrong to your partner? Do you forgive your partner's mistakes easily, or you think, oh gosh, you know, you throw a temper easily for small mistakes with your partners. Because, you know, some of those are signs. Because arguments don't just come from nowhere. Do you respect each other's beliefs, especially if you come from different religious backgrounds and, you know, and that sort of thing? Is it really necessary to know everything about your partner's previous relationships? Do you call them to task over that? Because that's just not fair. Do you believe in staying with this partner for a very, very long time, even forever? Do you see the future with this partner? How do you feel when your partner has to leave you for some time because of work or start studying? Will you say sorry to your partner even though it's not your fault, just to keep the peace? When was the last time you had an in-depth conversation with your partner? Are you keeping any secrets that you're afraid of letting your partner know? Because, you know, if you tell them those secrets, then the relationship is over. Do you think your partner's family and friends like you? Do you feel that your partner accepts the way you are or is trying to change you? Have you seen each other at your best and worst? And how do you feel about that? Have you ever thought about cheating on your partner and why? Have you ever thought about breaking up with your partner and why? Will you lie for the sake of part of your partner's happiness? And how do you define where the line is? At what point can you say, no, I can't lie about this? Are you in a relationship because you enjoy the excitement or the feeling to be loved and cared about? So you just don't want to be lonely. Does this partner make you forget the painful feeling of your previous relationships? Do you look forward to your future with your partner? Have you thought about marrying your partner? Or if you're already married, do you remember when you had that thought of marrying your partner, how you felt about it, and how do you feel now? Are you willing to compromise your happiness for a successful relationship? When it comes to the future, do you and your partner have the same relationship goal? Are there more joyful moments than sad ones being together? What makes you happy in your relationship, sharing or sacrificing? And finally, if you choose your partner again, would you choose the same person? That last one is deep. Would you choose the same person over and over again? Just be truthful to yourself when answering these questions. You may have a new insights about your relationship. And it's just real talk in real life. And, I often people don't really know where their relationships are. And I hope that may have helped a little bit. And with that, I say thank you very much for joining me on this week's Quiddicast. And if you want to get in touch with me, the email is info@larryquiddirayu.com, or you can get in touch with me via Twitter @Quiddirayu. Go to my website, www.larryquiddirayu.com. Quiddirayu's got a YI at the end. And also you can get in touch with me via WhatsApp, +2637765955560. And with that, I leave you listening to a brand new track from a guy by the name of Cliff Jeans featuring that Luveva boy, Calvin. The track is called Regular. It's been the Quiddicast. The name is Larry. Take care of yourself.
I'm tired of being regular. Yeah. Hanging at a corner with my homies, we'll be drinking something regular. One. Up in the club, chasing up the girls, we'll be regular. Hey, they're looking at us funny, cause they saying these boys be regular. One. I'm about to step my game up, homie, cause I'm tired of being regular.
Wanna. I'm tired of being regular. Honest, what you need, but spega ganjan, but spega la pass. No, but you discuss the boys being regular. On the same page, but a different day. Still the same things on my cellular. No watch and no chains, same shoes and same clothes. Mina same cartel. I wanna be far from a regular boy. Zwana, asazo jinja matafula, ngsazo kupuga, ngsazo bavusa, lami ngsazo bangena. Lami ngipala fale ngamandla, ntola machangula. Lami ngikhona ukuletha yellow bone, cheesecake, kasla, magqoka lamagwai kwai.
Regular. Yeah. Hanging at a corner with my homies, whipping
if you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?